Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host today, Black Trey, and I'm joined by Big Jerv and Jay Skills, aka Jason Madison. Amin, we don't know where he at.
I ain't gonna try to find him.
I don't know what happened to Amin. The Super Bowl is in his current location. Waste Management is in his current location, and we need to find out where Amin is. So if you see Amin, tell him that his bomb co-hosts are looking for him.
I'm sorry, Martin. I just got lit in Arizona.
You forgot one thing, bro. Sean's in Arizona also.
I'm only going to mention the first 10 of this Billboard 50. And let me know how you feel about this. So at 10, we got Nicki Minaj. At 9, we got Snoop Dogg. At 8, we got Drake. At 7, we got Lil Wayne. At 6, we got Biggie Smalls, Notorious B.I.G. At 5, we got Eminem. At 4, we have Tupac Shakur. At 3, we have Nas. At 2, we have Kendrick Lamar. And at 1, we have Jay-Z. Jerv, how do you feel about this list?
That list is terrible. That's the worst top 10 I've ever heard in my entire life.
The worst?
Who don't belong in the top 10?
So I want to look at this joint so I can just. So I recognize the room I'm in, right? So trust me, I understand what I'm walking myself into. It's all good. Nicki don't deserve.
No, because Nicki nice. With you.
Nicki nice, but she don't deserve to be in nobody top 10. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay.
Monster not landing her a spot in the top 10, correct?
No. That's not getting her the top 10.
Is not landing her in the top 10, right?
No. No, there's nothing she has that makes her top 10.
I just wanted to make sure.
And I respect her. Like, you know what I mean? Let me just be clear. Nicki does not deserve to be anybody's top 10. There should be no list on God's green earth where Eminem is higher than fucking Biggie Smalls. First and foremost, right? If you don't want to tell me Big's the best, all right, fine, I get it. You know what I mean? Especially with the room I'm in, I understand what I'm saying. But he's got to be in your top 3 or 4. Like, what? Right. That's just crazy talk to me. Kendrick Lamar being higher than Nas is wild. Like, Nicki in the top 10 is still like, that's still crazy to me. Like, okay. I'm looking over this whole, go ahead. I'm sorry, yo. This list is ridiculous.
So let me, Jason,
who don't belong for you?
All right. So let me get into my notes on the list. So I made some notes.
I like this. Yeah. Thank you.
So I named a couple of rappers who I believe should be in the top 50 who were left off. Right. Mace. I think he was integral to the Bad Boy whole situation. Obviously he kicks out of this list.
Out of top 50?
Yeah, so, okay.
Out of this top 50, who would Mace replace?
Right, I'll get to that in a second. the other two rappers that I feel should be on this list are Common. Oh, no, Common's on it. The other rapper is, let me double check, he's not on the list. Slick Rick. Slick Rick should definitely be on this list.
I'm with you.
And so the two rappers that those two guys should kick off are Dr. Dre and Melly Mel.
Dr. Dre should not be on the top 50 list for just obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons. Dr. Dre is a great artist. He's done probably more for hip hop than almost anybody, but he is nobody's top rapper. Melly Mel, I understand putting him on there for historical purposes, but he's not better than a lot of people. So,
you think LeBron should be in this 50?
I think I'm not absolutely mad at him being in the 50. So now I have in addition to that, I have a list of rappers who I think are kind of right there on the fringe who may or may not be on the list, and you guys tell me what you think about these guys. So on my fringe list, I have Ludacris, Corrupt, Jeezy, Method Man, Wiz, Lupe, and Tyler the Creator.
Method Man's on this list. I just saw
him. Okay, is he? He's on the list?
Yeah. Who was the first? You said, so I'm sorry.
I said Ludacris.
I'm a Luda fan. I'm a Luda fan. Luda's super duper duper underrated because he
Oh, actually, he's on there. I'm fucking up. He's 39. He should be higher.
Okay.
He's under Gucci Mane, which is kind of crazy.
Gucci Mane being the top 50 greatest rapper of all time is kind of crazy to me. And I don't want no problems. Yeah, let me just make that clear. I don't want no problems. But Gucci Mane, like, I'm looking at this list now, bro. And I'm sorry. Like, hold on. This Nicki Minaj thing is kind of wild. You trying to tell me Nicki Minaj is a better rapper than Jadakiss?
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. but I think I understand the why they put her so high. 10 is crazy, and I think they put her at
10. I think being in the top 50 should just be respected as that is. Like people don't recognize the fact that this is 50 out of like what, like 5 million people that have done this. Right. So like you being in 50, no matter where you're at in 50, that's respect, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like on no planet should she be ahead of like a lot of these dudes, yo. Like I think Kiss should be higher. I think DMX should be higher.
Yeah, I mean, I think yeah. I don't think
is Raekwon on here.
I don't think she's better than J. Cole, you know. But this is what I'll say for Nicki Minaj.
50 Cent being 17 is wild. That's kind of high for him.
Right. It is. I think Nicki Minaj's thing is that she is a very like
this prodigy here,
talented rapper. She has all the acclaim and you know has sold all the records.
All day.
And she's outshined most of the you know her male counterparts whenever she gets on a song. So I understand. And then you know I think part of it is political to have a
she woman had a run.
In the top 10 just to say okay we're not going to be so you know guy heavy that we have to make sure that we get a woman in early. And that's kind of what it feels like.
Like she's not a better rapper than Ice Cube. I'm sorry.
No.
Like Ice Cube should be in the top 10.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm just keep it a B with niggas. Like
no, for sure. I mean, she's not better than Rakim.
Everything I'm saying is respectfully. She's not better than Rakim.
No.
That's crazy to me, yo. Yeah, like what's happening here? Billboard?
That's just a fact. You know?
I don't know. I think this was like a reactionary piece. I think that it was rolled out just to get reactions out of people.
Hold up. I gotta ask. Mm-hmm. Y'all the West Coast bull, so I gotta ask. Yo, E40, mm-hmm. E40's top 50 greatest rappers of all time?
Oh yeah, for sure, without a doubt.
Yes, absolutely.
Without a single doubt in my mind.
Without a single doubt in your mind. Okay.
Yeah. And actually, honestly, DOC should be on there.
Yes.
He didn't have enough.
We don't get a lot of shit without DOC.
Well, since we want to bring up DOC, can I bring up the elephant in the room?
Cool G Rap?
Well played, sir. Well played. Snoop's not top. Snoop's not number 9 rappers of all
you're
time.
You're flagrant. You're banned. Don't come to LA.
And I love Unk. I love Unk. Unk is one of the most iconic people in hip hop.
Jerv.
Yes, sir.
Snoop Dogg, bro.
Huh? You're
playing with me. Who better than Snoop Dogg?
How much time we got left in this segment?
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You're bugged.
You mean that's under him on this list, or like what you want me to do? Because
I'm asking you a question.
Hove, Nas, Big.
No, no, Hove is already there.
Oh, you mean I'm talking about on the list underneath? I got you. I think Rakim's better than Snoop. I think Stax is better than Snoop.
Who?
Andre 3000.
The one who's scared to catch a brick.
I think
the one who hasn't rapped because he's scared to mess up.
Okay, fine. I think Ice Cube's better than Snoop.
Got a lot of high.
I think Ice Cube's better than Snoop, dog. Yo, Snoop gave us one of the greatest albums ever known to mankind. It's still the album that no matter what generation you're in, your debut album is always the most anticipated album since Doggy Style. But I can argue with you that Snoop's freestyle ability is one of the greatest things I've ever seen in life, but his song making ability when he went from Doggy Style until he had that little bleak area in the middle before he got back on the good graces with Pharrell and all them niggas. The shit was different after DOC.
Okay,
DOC's influence is very big on Snoop.
That's where you're wrong at. Okay.
So tell me I'm wrong.
I'm going to tell you you're wrong. Okay. So.
And I love Unk.
Yeah.
I got to say that. I'm sorry.
So there's an argument to be made that Snoop actually never really fell off. After Doggy Style, he made actually one of his most famous and popular songs of all time, which still gets played at parties today, which is Two of America's Most Wanted. That came out in 1996. So we're talking about
Two of America's Most Wanted. That's his song, or
that's a song with him and Tupac. So we're talking.
Okay, so let me say I'm speaking of his catalog, not necessarily songs he's made. Yes, he's had songs. Like, I'm not saying that. Yes, that song's crazy. Like, but go ahead, continue.
Yeah, yeah. Also in the midst of that, he came out with Dog Pound, which he's featured on a lot of their songs. New York, New York is a Snoop Dogg hook. You're talking about song making ability. That song is tight in large part because of Snoop Dogg. This is all after Doggy Style. In the midst of that, he went to No Limit. He did Bitch Please, which is a great Snoop Dogg song. Mm-hmm. And this is all pre-Pharrell. And then he's also featured on probably the greatest hip hop album of all time, which is Chronic 2001. This is all post Doggy Style. He came out with the Eastsiders, which, okay, yes, you're not West Coast, but his work with Battle Cat in the late 90s and early 2000s is really what the West Coast sound is kind of all about. In addition to the songs that he did with Mac 10, Ice Cube, Only in California, he had a whole... The whole West Coast sound is based around Snoop Dogg. And that wasn't just a 1992-93 sound. It's more of the DJ Quick Battle Cat style. And Snoop Dogg is has a bunch of features with Sugar Free, Quick, and all of these dudes. That's really kind of dictates what the sound is all about. So again, we fast forward and we go to Bitch Please. We go to Bitch Please 2 with Eminem, which is another great song. So again, this is before we even get into Lay Low, the Last Meal, and then him resurrecting his career again when it wasn't even in need of resurrection with Pharrell, which he has his biggest hits 15 years into his career with Beautiful and Drop It Like It's Hot. So again, all of that, but he had 2001 in the middle with the next episode, Fuck You, you know, a bunch of songs on that album that define the sound of some of the greatest hip hop music of all time. So I don't understand where Snoop fell off at. Maybe the Dogfather wasn't a great album, but that doesn't mean he wasn't making hits the whole way through.
Oh, okay. Just to counter what you just said, my man.
Yeah.
I think that yes, throughout this time, there's been songs that Snoop has come out with because he is a talented artist, right? But if I'm talking about his albums, right? I'm talking about his albums and how he murdered and how he destroyed Doggy Style, right?
Right.
And then he had, maybe it got just a little too West Coast for me, and that just wasn't my flavor. I love 2001. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I recognize them joints, but them No Limit days, and yeah, he had a song or two that was hot, but like I mean, what? That's two songs on what? How many songs is on the album?
I mean, the No Limit Top Dog album is a good album. And that's the thing. Fire. Like, if you didn't listen Fire. To it, that's on
no,
you.
I'm just, I'm a No Limit fan. Like, I had every No. I'm mad.
Did you go back
Magic?
And listen to it?
All, huh?
Did you go back and listen to it in current day?
I have not listened to it in current day because I didn't like it in present day or whatever it was.
I think you're going to like it.
Okay.
I think when you revisit it, you're going to be like, it's not that bad.
Yeah, No Limit Top Dog albums.
Two fire albums.
I want to say you were distracted by like other shit that was out. That's fair.
Wait, you don't like The Last Meal, Jerv? Just real quick.
To be 100% honest with you, I don't really have the only.
He heard it, bro.
No, why did I hear Last Meal?
He stopped after. When'd you stop? You stopped after what?
No, I would say Snoop's one of my favorite. And with all the Snoop's one of my favorite artists. So whenever Snoop comes out with something, I'm going to give it a spin. Well, it could be even at rock, whatever the roster joint. Like I listen to all of it just so I can say I listen to Snoop.
No, I ain't fuck with that. I'm
not believing it, Jerv. I don't think you listened to The Last Meal.
Snoop Lion, it was a crazy era. Okay.
I think you came back after he popped off with Pharrell and you started tapping in again. But I think after The Dogfather, you was tapped out. All the way up until Beautiful. That's what I'm hearing.
My nigga, I'm gonna just tell you No Limit. I was a super duper No Limit fan. When they signed Snoop, I was just as hyped that Snoop signed with them as I was when Cam'ron joined The Rock. Because I recognized and I was like, oh, he's now going to get the production of blah 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 and yada yada yada, right? Like he's going to get the
KLC. Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Jerv, you're bugging. Snoop belongs to be in the top 10.
Right. Wait, real quick, Trey. Even on that run, early in that run, Jerv, was he not featured on Fuck Them Other Niggas? Cause I'm down for like, did he not get off?
I mean, yo, Doc.
Did he not get off of that? I'm just saying, Jerv, you said the nigga fell off.
It was cool, bro.
That's a classic.
I love it, bro. See what you're now. This is our first time. This is great, yo. I hear you. I'm gonna tell you, it was cool.
Yo, Jersey.
It was cool, bro. It was cool. The song is fire. It comes on. That's my college life. I love that song.
The nigga.
It was cool.
Nigga stroked his beard. Nigga out of frustration. He was like, nigga ain't trying to hear it, bro. Yo, you fucking sick.
Like, I just think boy might be 15 or 20. Like, that's what I think. Like, I'm not putting him at the end of 50. I think he might be 15 or 20.
Nah, I hear you. I hear you, dog. Listen, Snoop alone. I ain't trying to hear all that shit. This has been a great episode of the Bomb Podcast. For Jason Matterson, for Big Jerv, Go Birds. Hopefully he comes out on top and check in with us throughout the week. Tell your Patreon fans, don't bootleg our shit. Support black businesses during Black History Month. We only got 28 days of this motherfucker, but you should support this podcast 365 days. If you find Amin out in Scottsdale, tell him his co-hosts are looking for him. I'm Black Trey, and we're out.